It's a math charge. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of I Don't Know with Samantha George. This is the podcast where we talk about life, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, talk to guests, and occasionally have some deep conversations. What is up? How is everyone doing? I've been doing great, if anyone wants to know. But today's episode was honestly prepared a while back, but I forgot to post it. But that being said, it's going up today, and I hope y'all do like it. It low-key creeped me out when I was researching about this, not gonna lie. But you gotta do what you gotta do, am I right? With that being said, let's get right into today's episode. Navoja Nation is a Native American territory located in the northwestern region of New Mexico. The Navoja people are famously known for their woven rugs and blankets, but along with that, there is a myth that has been part of the Navoja culture for centuries. This myth isn't entirely understood outside of the Native American community, and that is the legend of the Skinwalker. In the Navoja tradition, a skinwalker, Oyi Naldoshi, is a mythological creature that is able to shapeshift into or possess an animal. Skinwalkers are sometimes referred to as witches. In the lore, a witch who is often a medicine person or high-ranking priest can become a Oyi Naldoshi by gaining supernatural powers through acts like murder, seduction, or corruption, and something along those lines. In the Navoja language, Oyi Naldoshi translates to, by means of it, it goes on all fours. So, in other words, this skinwalker creature is something that walks on all its fours. And well, now since you know the origin of the creature and how it looks, etc., we're going to pull up some Reddit threads about the legend and we're going to be talking about it. I'm going to be sharing stories with y'all. So the first one is by Jay Baker. First of all, I mean, Reddit names, they're hilarious. And when I was going through this, I was just like, damn, bro, people are kind of creative on Reddit, not going to lie. But anyway, the first story is by Jay Baker and it's titled as, My Wife Heard a Skinwalker in Our House Last Night. So without any further ado, let me just start off by reading what he said. Let me start off by saying my wife doesn't believe in paranormal entities or anything of that nature. We have three cats and one of them likes to be a rebel, jumping on counters and meowing at the top of his lungs, just looking for attention. He does this throughout the night and it's a regular occurrence. Last night, after a few beers and video games, I decided it was time to head to bed with my wife. When I woke up this morning, my wife was basically attached to me with wide eyes and a nervous look on her face. I asked her what was wrong, and she proceeded to tell me what happened last night. She said at around 2:50 in the morning, she was woken up to the noise that sounded like one of our cats downstairs meowing unusually loud. After giving herself a few seconds to perk up and fully pay attention, she said the meow sounded more like a person trying to mimic a cat, and it kept saying hello. After meowing for 2 to 3 minutes, a loud bang came at our front door and then a notification went off for a motion sensor at our front door. When she told me this, I checked my phone and sure enough, there was a notification for motion detected at 2:52 a.m. I asked her why didn't she wake me up so I could grab my gun. She said she was frozen with fear and didn't want it to hear her make a noise. We're out while I'm typing this, but something made me uncomfortable about her story. Last night, I set the home security alarm at 9 p.m. and we didn't turn it off till we walked the dog this morning. To make things worse, we slept with all of the animals in the room and the door was closed. So whatever was in our house or outside the front door was not one of our animals. Obviously, the first thing that came to my mind was a skinwalker. But maybe I'm just being paranoid. I'm sorry, just give me one moment. Okay. I don't understand how it's obvious that the first thing that could come to his mind was a skinwalker. Because that's not obviously what one thinks, okay? The obvious thing could probably be like, okay, it's probably someone trying to get into our home. It's probably a robber or something along those lines. No one thinks that, you know, my motion detector is being alerted at 2:50 AM in the night is going to be a skinwalker. Nah, fam, that's not what you think. I think you are being paranoid. Anyway, continuing with this story. I checked all the rooms in the house after I got up. I'm not sure what I could have done anyways. It's very odd that my wife was scared so badly by something she doesn't necessarily believe in. We bought this house brand new, so no one has lived here before. When I'm home alone, I do feel like I'm being watched or someone's always walking directly behind me. My wife has also said the house has given her chills since we moved in. Something is just off about it. We just got home and I went to hang up one of my shirts in the master bedroom closet when I noticed the board that covers the attic access has been shifted a little. When I asked my wife about it, she said she's never been up there and the builders would have placed it back in its original place before we made the purchase. I'm genuinely getting anxious just thinking about what could be going on. Has anyone had an experience like this, or similar at least? We're going to my mother-in-law's house to get some sage. My wife said burning it should keep whatever's around our house away. So, I'm going to give my review about this story. First of all, it's a good thing that they got sage and, you know, they at least realized they needed to go somewhere else and do whatever the rituals and formalities. Definitely, that's like, I'm going to give them an A for that. But I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of discrepancies in the whole story. Like, they first say, the wife says there's meowing outside and they thought it's one of the cats. But all the cats are inside the room. So, yeah, I'm just like, that's a red flag, honey. You told something and your wife says something else. Anyway, that being said, second thing what really made me laugh was the obvious thing of a skinwalker, obviously. Second thing. Third thing was, if you see the attic door has been shifted, right? Maybe it's actually someone trying to break into your house. So, you literally go... You say you have a gun. You go up with the gun over there and check it. Probably someone tried to get into your house or has already gotten into your house and gone to the attic and shifted things. That has happened. There was like one person, as far as I remember, that stayed in a person's house for like a year or 6 months or something. But it was, I don't know how long to be precise, but it was quite a long time. So it could be something like that. But I mean, if you think it's a skinwalker and if you really believe in that, it's a good thing that you're getting sage and, you know, probably saging the house and blessing it. So, yeah, that's also good. But I would also advise a person like this to think of the most rational explanation and then move on to skinwalker rather than just saying, I see that my alarms are being alerted. That's going to be a skinwalker. No, that just could be your next door neighbor asking you something. So, yeah. That is story number one. Felt very passionately about that. All right. The second one is by The Alamot. What is your skinwalker / Wendigo story? My boyfriend is a semi-truck driver and I was in the truck with him. We were in Tennessee heading to the park for the night when we came up behind another semi. In the reflection on the back of the semi, I saw a shadow of a person waving their arms like they were trying to flag someone down, and I thought about how strange it was, so I turned to my boyfriend and told him what happened. He literally ignored me and I was incredibly confused. Why ignore me and not say anything? It got stuck in my head and I just kept thinking about how weird everything was. We finally got parked for the night and after we ate some food, I asked him why he ignored me. At this point, I couldn't get it out of my head. Even if I tried going on TikTok or doing something distracting, it wasn't working. He looked me dead in the eye and said, "Don't think about it, don't speak about it," which made me freak out even more. I stopped talking about it, but literally, him just saying that only made me think about it even more. And after a few hours, it was time to head to bed. When we laid down, he passed out immediately. I, on the other hand, couldn't sleep. The moment he fell asleep, I started hearing things. The crunching of a wrapper, scratching coming from inside and outside the semi, and I felt like something was watching me. I was too terrified to turn around even, though I knew nothing would be there. Over the next hour or so, the sounds would get more intense and every fiber in my being was screaming to get out and go into the store where there would be light and people. All alarms were going off to run. I was arguing with myself. I knew it was safer in the semi. The door's locked and it's not easy to break through. Plus, going alone by myself at night, I might as well be asking to get kidnapped. And I wasn't going to wake up my boyfriend, who had to get up in a couple of hours just because I wanted to go inside the store. That's when I tried just closing my eyes, which was the worst mistake I ever made. Flashing images of people with their eyes almost horrifically wide staring at me. It was only one person at a time in a white background standing perfectly normal but just staring. Each time I closed my eyes from that point on, all I could see was people of different ages, sex, colors just staring at me with their horrible eyes. I couldn't sleep at this point. I was trembling with fear and all the sounds had gone deadly quiet. I woke up my boyfriend and asked him if I could sleep on the inside so that I would have the wall on my back and see my surroundings, and he moved so I could get over. I couldn't muster up the courage to look over him, so I read manga until I passed out from exhaustion. I got 2 or 3 hours of sleep out of the 8 hours we were laying in bed. We finally got moving the next morning, and the events that happened the night still burning in my head. So I asked him when we could talk about what happened, and he said when we go to Florida. Once we did, he told me it was a Wendigo or a skinwalker. I forgot which, since he explained both at the same time. And in brackets, she says, I live in a city, so I never had any experiences like this both. Forgot to mention, but he didn't see the shadow of the person waving. It was only me that saw it, which didn't make any sense since it was very close and you could easily see it. That was the second story. Okay, this one was relatively creepy because first of all, I mean, I don't know, like sleeping in a truck, I wouldn't do that. It's kind of scary. First of all, robbery. Second of all, I'm going to imagine faces regardless if I'm sleeping in a truck. I mean, I would want like curtains in the truck, probably every side to be shielded and not to even sleep in the truck for that matter. So yeah, I mean, I get why she would freak out, and I don't know, it could be a skinwalker, it couldn't be a skinwalker. I'm no one to judge, but if you're saying you saw this person wave, and I mean, it's if you saw someone wave and if you're saying they're in close proximity and your boyfriend didn't see it, yeah, that is kind of creepy. So yeah, I mean, I would give this like a 5 on 10 on the spooky scale. So yeah. The next one is a very short tale and it's by My Name is a Sandwich. People of Reddit, what is the most scariest paranormal / skinwalker / demon thing you have seen? That is what the question was. So My Name is a Sandwich says, staring at me through my window when I was 4 years old, I heard a loud pained moaning and I pulled the curtains back and only the piece of glass was keeping us separate. Its skin was burned to charcoal like a crisp and its mouth was permanent gaping motion. I've never been able to get that image out of my head ever since that day. I think about it once a day at least. I don't know, I sympathize with this person. If that's like an image that you think about once in every day, that's like, ugh, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to deal with that. So yeah, my only advice to this person who wrote it, My Name is a Sandwich, try forgetting about the image. It's not good for you to keep remembering something that ugly, to be very honest, and have that image scarred into your memory. It's not worth it. Forget about it. Come on, you can do this. So this is the last and final story. It's by FearlessAd6794. Redditors from the USA, what is your personal encounter with a skinwalker story? So Fearless replies saying, I live in Florida in a city, but I've taken interest in skinwalkers after this personal experience. One night, I woke up to use the bathroom, and I usually look into the living room to scare myself, I guess. When I was done using the restroom, I did my normal things. I look into the living room and there on the couch, crouched over a pale man figure, shiny with white green eyes, was looking at me. I don't know what I had seen that day, but we made eye contact. Good thing my family wasn't hurt after this. I've never seen it again. And by the way, I heard that Native Americans used to protect this land way before this personal experience. I have seen this figure again for a few split seconds and I've always wondered if it's a ghost of a Wendigo. So yeah, that was our stories. I don't know about the last one, to be very honest. It was written so badly that I couldn't really read it, but I tried to improvise and deliver it as the best that I could and the best that I could understand. But yeah, I mean, this kind of looks, this sounds like a ghost, to be honest. I'm not sure how you differentiate a ghost from a skinwalker, but yeah, I think that was probably a ghost if you're talking about. Or maybe like that creature from the Lord of the Rings. I don't know what that creature is called, but yeah, it was like pale, had long hair, and I think it had green eyes, and it was like crouching all the time. So yeah, maybe it was that creature. I don't know. But yeah, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Honestly, my favorite story, not gonna lie, was the one with the husband and wife in the house. That was my favorite story because it was funny for me. But I think the scariest one would probably be the truck one. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty interesting, all the stories. There are definitely more, but I couldn't find more because it's like a lot of researching. So yeah, if you find any stories or if you've heard any stories, hit me up. Just send me links. That also would do. But yeah, that's what I heard about skinwalkers. And yeah, I hope you liked this episode. It wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. Now, in retrospect and after, you know, sharing it with y'all. But yeah, it was still fun to do. So let me know if you want me to cover something similar like to this or something else. Yep. But that being said, brings us to the end of today's episode. If you know someone that you think would be the perfect guest on I Don't Know with Samantha George, or if you are that someone who is the perfect guest for I Don't Know with Samantha George, hit me up on Instagram, IDKW Samantha George, or if you have a story that you'd like me to cover, you can hit me up on Instagram as well. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast on Apple and Spotify, and catch me next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, basically the weekend, with another fun episode. Until then, see you when I see you. Bye.